20 years ago, a group of dedicated cyclists from the Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock left an indelible mark on a young cancer survivor's life. Today, she wants to thank them. Kyla Hugley was a healthy and active 12-year-old when, in April 2002, she was diagnosed with bone cancer in her right leg. What initially seemed like innocuous growing pains soon turned into an excruciating ordeal, culminating in a total knee replacement. Hugley's life quickly became a whirlwind of chemotherapy, hair loss, and extended absences from school. "It was very isolating," says the now Sook mother of two. Hugley's corrections officer stepfather introduced her to the Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock. Paired with media writer Murray Langdon from Czech 6 Television, Hugley's journey was shared in commercials and newspapers, turning her story into a beacon of resilience. "Tour de Rock support was a cornerstone in my battle against cancer. To all the writers, kids going through cancer see you as heroes. I was Murray's hero, but to me, and to many others, the writers are the real heroes," Hugley says, reflecting on the impact of the Tour de Rock team. Hugley also highlights the pivotal role of Camp Good Times and the Vancouver Island community in her triumphant fight against cancer. "I don't think I can thank the community enough for helping me beat cancer," she says. The Cops for Cancer Tour de Rock is an annual 14-day, 1,200-kilometer cycling event on the island. It raises money for childhood cancer research and support services at the Canadian Cancer Society. This year's tour begins on September 21 in Port Alice and ends in Victoria on October 4. As this year's Tour de Rock kicks off, Hugley's story powerfully reminds us of the event's impact. "I can never thank the community enough for helping me beat cancer," she says, underscoring the importance of continued support and solidarity in the fight against childhood cancer.